This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the news, I just want to take a moment and thank you for the incredible, overwhelming support for the Hubbard family on the Cape so far this morning and over the last 15 hours or so. The Greg Hill Foundation launched a fundraiser for John Hubbard and for his son after the horrific, unthinkable tragedy that family experienced last week. And if you weren't listening earlier, Hubbard family of four from Cape Cod, were on vacation and staying at a rental home in New York, and a fire broke out in the rental home, and Shannon, John's wife, and the mother of their two kids lost her life, and as did their one-year-old daughter, Maggie. John Hubbard, who is a Dennis police patrolman, and his three-year-old son, thankfully, Jack, survived that fire. Mm. But we launched a fundraiser. Yes, this is I don't know how to say it because I say it all the time. This is what separates you from any other radio audience in the history of all radio audiences. We launched this fundraiser yesterday afternoon and said we would match your donations up into $10,000. And then when I awoke this morning, you had donated $70,000. And now as I sit here and look at it, you have so far this morning almost hit $80,000, $79,255. So the fact that you give, I know it's a really hard time when it comes to economics and that people are struggling. And so the fact that you give over and over and over again when we ask and when we try to help those that are dealing with these unthinkable things, it's extraordinary to me. So thank you to every single one of you who has already given. And if you'd like to give, it all adds up. So if it's $10 or $25 or whatever, you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. Or you can take a look at our social media and get a link on Instagram or on Twitter and get a link to give. But they are certainly facing, he and his son are facing a long road ahead when it comes to being a family. So I thank you for doing that and appreciate it. And we can get back to the rest of today's news.
A substitute teacher in Minnesota is banned from all South Washington County schools after their classroom reenacted the murder of George Floyd.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
This is...
How long do you have?
That was like the lesson that a sub wanted to do.
And what's shocking is it's an English sub.
Uh-huh.
The incident happened on Monday at Woodbury High School in English classes for sophomores and seniors. Mm. So this happened in more than one class. The principal sent out a note saying
not
that
right.
It's under investigation.
Yep. Though that person should not be teaching again. I agree with that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have audio from the reenactment? I think we do.
Yes. Did the man die?
He did.
Ah, there she is.
You
Brittany.
Big dummy.
We never hear from Brittany anymore.
No, I don't know where she's been.
How's she doing? I don't keep up to date with her.
I don't know. Okay.
I think she's too busy keeping up with the news.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Protesters are demanding that Kellogg's removes artificial dyes from its breakfast cereals.
Oh.
Yeah, this comes after the U.S. Kellogg's announced nearly a decade ago that it would be removing the color from its products by 2018. Other countries like Canada do not use artificial dyes.
Okay.
They use concentrated carrot juice, okay, watermelon juice, and blueberry juice for their Fruit Loops. Here's some protester audio from WHDH.
Our kids are getting sicker and sicker, and it's time to address this head on. 50% of our children now suffer from a chronic disease. 1 in 3 children are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Obesity is at an all-time high. Now, every single state has at least a 20% obesity rate.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many things in food that we don't even think about when we eat it. And we talk a lot about the increase in incidence of cancer with those that are under the age of 50. And
right.
If they're not doing it in other countries, Kellogg's, why are they still allowed to do it here?
That's what's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Like, just in Canada, they're completely different. And I would be interested to know, you know, do the Fruit Loops taste different?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's scary when you consider that this is what a lot of kids are eating. I mean, this is breakfast food that is.
Yeah.
Well, what was
episode 2210? Kaylee Means and Casey Means with Joe Rogan will change your life. I listened to that thing. Did you know when the first ruling came against the tobacco companies that said cigarette use and nicotine kills, the first thing the biggest companies in the world, in the country at the time, which were cigarette companies, they bought Nabisco and General Mills in the two biggest deals at that time in the history of American commerce. And then they started making all of our foods addictive and created the food pyramid.
Yeah.
Thereby, look at every rate of chronic illness in America, the origin and where it was. I know it sounds kooky. I listen to these people. They're not kooks.
Yeah.
They have a book out on this, and it's unbelievable to me. Do you know what fructose was or is?
No.
It's designed for animals. It's something that has been evolutionary in their genetic composition, where they are hungrier than they need to be prior to winter, so they build up enough fat to sustain the period where they don't have the same number of opportunities to eat. High fructose corn syrup is 10 times more, I don't know if it's addictive, or 10 times more effective on humans in our everyday foods, creating hunger that doesn't exist, thereby creating all of these other issues that are derived from obesity.
What did they put?
By the way, this may just be an issue for me. But you simply talking about it has made me hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am hungry. I'm hungry right now.
What do we do, though, Curtis?
Craig, what did
you do? You cook your own food. You don't buy prepackaged, processed crap.
You can't even believe the packaging. We should get to our next story.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even believe the packaging sometimes.
Yeah, Coca-Cola has had to recall over 13,000 no-sugar drinks because they actually contain as much sugar as other products. It seems like it was a labeling mistake.
Yeah, sure it was.
And Coca-Cola
sure
recalled thousands of their Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade. Mm. The cans marketed as zero sugar version of the product contained the same amount of sugar as the regular lemonade.
Oops.
What did we
Sorry if you were trying to go without sugar.
Right.
Right.
And you drank the Minute Maid Zero Lemonade.
Sorry if you're diabetic.
Right?
Like,
I mean, what a joke.
Because that interview is interesting to me, mm-hmm. Curtis. And I just, like, what have you, do you think that you've changed the way in which you're consuming food after listening to it?
Not so much for me.
I don't want to overthink, you know? That's
you've
my
given
issue.
Up, I will say this. You've given up the peanut butter crackers, the processed peanut butter crackers that you used to eat.
Yeah, I always have those. But it hasn't changed my behaviors, really. I mean, for me, I feel like I gave up booze. I can have the rest. Like, okay.
Yeah.
But with James, I'm definitely different. Like,
yeah.
I am obsessed with what he's eating because the last thing I want to do is make him have these issues later in life.
Did the Kellogg's, when we were growing up, not have this stuff in it?
No.
Because what? Why can't we just go back to eating the way, like, when I was a kid?
I don't think there were a lot of preservatives and things that were in food then, because people basically bought their food every week, and they bought it from stores that were like
mom and pop fresher shops.
Mom and pop places. And
yeah, but
you
we used to go to
Fruit Loops.
Huh? Yeah, we had all that Loops? Stuff.
I did. Yeah,
we
I
had Cocoa Puffs. We used to go to Demoulas. What's the difference from when I was growing up as an 8-year-old or 9-year-old that we were eating the same type of food?
There's just more of it.
Okay. No. So here's a big difference. One small thing. There is an odorless and flavorless way in which we clean our fruits and vegetables in the United States. It's a gas that's sold from Germany and from China. It is banned in Europe. It's banned in Asia. They sell it to us, and we put it on everything, and it's bad for us. There's things like that, carcinogens that are all over the place.
So they didn't do this
when you were a kid, right?
When I was young, okay? Because, I mean, we were eating McDonald's. We were eating Wendy's.
I think we need a quick emergency top five, Shime, if you could.
May I have your attention, please?
Emergency. Emergency top five is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you. Number five.
Breakfast cereals, I am immediately going to number one, and I am going to declare, arguably, that it is the peanut butter Captain Crunch that was the very best breakfast cereal of all time.
Wow.
Might be right, Greg. I don't eat cereal, so you could be right.
Not good for the peanut butter nut allergy guy that we talked about with the ick yesterday, but anything else?
I don't eat cereal, so you could be right.
I liked Lucky Charms.
You did?
Growing up, yeah, I did.
You liked the Lucky Charms?
That's the one with the marshmallows in it, right?
Yeah, I liked Cocoa Crisps.
Yeah.
I mean, Fruit Loops were delicious, but now as an adult, like, I'm a Special K yogurt gal.
What were the little chocolate chip cookie-looking ones?
Cocoa Crisps.
That's what those were?
No, that's a different one. He's talking about the actual cookies.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about companies doing things that they had, like, a cereal.
Yeah, with the wolf mascot, right? Yeah, it's Cocoa Crisp.
No.
These were actual
Cocoa Crisp are tiny little chocolate crisps.
Yeah. No, these were little cookies.
You can correct me on football all day long there, Shine, but there were cookies that were in milk.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's called Cookie Crisp. Sorry.
Okay, Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, you didn't even need
it was a crisp.
You didn't even need to put them in milk. You could eat them right out of the cereal box.
I liked Trix, too.
I was a Honey Nut Cheerios guy.
Yeah, I was a big apple, like the cinnamon apple Cheerios, dynamite.
Well, those were Apple Jacks, right, basically?
I think there were, there were Cheerio products, but different. Okay. Apple Jacks were very different.
What's the one with Count Dracula on it?
What's the one with the
Count Chocula?
Yeah, Count Chocula. Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about right there, Courtney.
I don't think I ever had those.
You never had those?
Those were good.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't Reese's Puffs, delightful.
What a horrible packaging. Dogs can't eat chocolate.
How'd you feel about the Crunch Berries? The texter says Crunch Berries were there.
Oh, Crunch Berries were so good. So good.
Mm.
All right. What's next, Courtney?
We have the dumbest of the day.
Oh, hold on. Actually, let's just delay on that. Because the food topic is interesting to some. This is Jim from Salem. Hello, Jim.
Hey. Thanks for having me. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the food you guys were talking about in the United States. I've been here my whole life. But somebody turned me on to an app called Yuka. It's Y-U-K-A. I don't know if you guys have used it in the past. But, I've always taking a look at the food before I eat it. We try to do the best we can. I got this app about 6 months ago. It's a free app. I download it. And what you do, you just scan the barcodes when you go to the grocery store. And I was amazed. There's probably 95% of the things I scan, maybe 98%, break down as bad, poor. And it even breaks down why they rate it poor or bad. It gives you the hazardous materials in there and everything. So just wanted to throw that out there.
But Courtney asked a great question, like how hard is it for you then, after you do that, to find actual food that you can eat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very difficult. So we end up knowing which markets have things that are actually edible, that we can, that the brand that actually works. So every time we go into Market Basket, we pick up this brand. We go into Hannaford's, we pick up that brand. We go to Whole Foods and pick up some other things. So it becomes work, but it's a lot less work than having to try to go online and take a look at all these companies that are putting these products out into finding out what's in them.
That was mentioned by these two people that were on the podcast as the best app to work on this. Yep, YU.
Full anxiety for you, I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to now what you're going to eat.
Yeah, this is my issue. Because now I'll be obsessed with this Yuka app. I'm going to be, throwing things out in my apartment.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but cream cheese can survive in a refrigerator for up to a year.
No,
so don't throw any of that out.
Someone give me a product I want to scan. You eating anything right now?
No. Do it. Do it, Greg and I.
How often do you clean your refrigerator out?
What do you mean? I should be cleaning it out. Oh, you mean of the product?
Yeah.
Every single time once a week when I grocery shop. When I'm replacing things, I throw stuff out.
Greg waits for the midterm elections.
No, I just have apparently I give hoarder vibes.
Yeah. Really?
Huh?
Not shocking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Saw your closet once. That was all I needed.
The office?
I think the problem is that Julia Hill, my beloved daughter, once told Lindsay that my parents were hoarders.
Mm.
Now, I don't really think they were hoarders, but they kept a lot of things around.
Okay.
And so now, in her mind, I'm a hoarder.
Right.
Which is not, I'm not a hoarder.
Do you keep a lot of stuff? Huh? Because the refrigerator is a little baffling because, you live by yourself. Like, my wife and I, now that our kids are out of the house, we don't have that much food in the refrigerator.
I always, in case of an emergency, I like to have a lot of food around.
Food.
Yeah,
okay.
In case of an emergency, a.k.a. 9 p.m., Greg's hungry.
I don't feel like I'm a hoarder. I do keep things that have sentimental value to me.
All right.
Like, going through the closet, I have 100 hoodies or whatever.
Then you're a hoarder.
That's not a hoarder. That's just they all mean something to me.
I usually get rid of my...
I don't think they all mean something
to
you.
They do.
I don't think so, unfortunately.
I usually what a hoarder would say.
Get rid of my sweatshirts. I go through my closet once every...
Season.
3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, what hoodie do I like that I can keep? Like, I have a Patriots hoodie with Brady's number that I have forever, but it still looks good. And then I'm like, all right, this one looks worn. Time to get rid of it.
That's vintage, though. That's kind of in when they look worn. I just think that you should be doing the Marie Kondo. Was that her name? Marie Kondo?
She had a show
on Netflix. And you take you go through your closet, you take every item, and you hug it.
Have I
worn this in the last year?
Does
and if you haven't
Julia?
Worn it, it's time to go, but you're supposed to thank the item before, donating it for its service in your closet.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah, that is psycho level right there.
It just means something to me.
Hug it? It's a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's a sweatshirt.
If I went on a trip to the Outer Banks at one time, I have a sweatshirt that says Duck. North Carolina. Like, I like to remember that I went on a great trip, a great family vacation at Duck.
Greg, I bet you could come to work every day for a year in clothes that were given to you.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I should get rid of them?
No,
that's not a hoarder. Like, hoarder to me is you can't walk through the place. That's hoarder vibes.
Yeah, see, no.
I don't think I'm hoarder vibes.
Like, if you get a bunch of, Curtis is right. If you get a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of T-shirts and hoodies, you have to get to a point where you're like, all right, I really don't wear these, so it is now time for me to get rid of them, even if you're thinking, maybe one day I'll wear it.
Somebody on the text says, Greg, that is literally hoarder mentality. Now it's hoarder mentality.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just hoarder vibes from Lindsay. Now it's hoarder mentality.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean,
somebody's calling me in the Twitch chat, son of a hoarder.
Yeah. You are.
I got to switch it up. All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
You said we're going to get to the dumbest of the day.
Yes.
Up?
I got to go scan something.
Okay. All right. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.